Welcome to the I Love Recruiting Podcast with your host, Adam Roach.
Welcome back, everybody, to the I Love Recruiting Podcast. I am your host, Adam Roach, and today I have someone that is near and dear to my heart, a good friend of mine, a huge, huge entrepreneur, someone that literally eats, sleeps, and breathes the I Love Recruiting equation, which is leadership equals influence equals recruiting. Sally Holder, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam. I am so excited to be here. I've been waiting for you to ask me to be on the podcast. I'm finally here, and I'm really excited to be able to share.
So I want to share a quick story real quick. So I moved to Charleston, South Carolina, Mount Pleasant, June of 2013, and we arrived at the house that I bought, and it was late night, and the kids were shuffling out of the car, and it was a little itty-bitty cul-de-sac, and we're like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to just get inside and just go to sleep. And out runs this female. We didn't know any. We didn't know a soul in Charleston. And out runs this female, and she says, "Welcome to the cul-de-sac." And it was you, Sally. Do you remember that?
Of course. So how can I forget? We're taping this podcast in the same car that I was in, and I was so excited to see someone that had other kids my kids' ages. And if you have children, you know what that means.
Oh, what right? A fun
freedom.
What a fun, fun time that was. Time in our lives for sure. So now let's dive right into you. So tell us who you are. Tell us what your superpowers are. I could talk and smile about you all day long. I want you to tell people who you are.
Sure. So I am a business coach. I serve female entrepreneurs, and my superpower is helping female entrepreneurs make more money. I really focus on their revenue growth and the growth of their businesses. And I run a coaching community called the BREM, which stands for the Beyond Rock Middle Movement. And it really centers around, giving women the two things that I find that they need more than anything, which is a catalyst for growth. So I serve as that catalyst to push you outside your comfort zone. But then they also need camaraderie, right? A group of women to do that with. And we found that women who do it collectively together grow their businesses 2.5 times faster. Mm. So that's what I've created. And I really, really love it. I'm extremely passionate about bringing, dynamic female entrepreneurs from all over the country together to create growth together.
That's incredible. Yeah, I love where you have grown to as a leader, as an influencer, because when I met you, you were in the law world, right?
Absolutely. I practiced labor and employment litigation for 10 years with the second largest labor and employment law firm in the country. I spent a ton of time, analyzing organizations, working with huge corporations, but I always had in the back of my mind this idea that it just never helped me sleep better at night knowing that I was saving these massive corporations money or that I was helping them create growth, because my passion really lied with the small business owner, with the entrepreneur. That's who everyone in my family, owned a small business. And so I kind of always had the idea that I would return back to the entrepreneurial world. And so I went from practicing law to running a couple of companies, serving as their chief operating officer, and got a lot more experience about, running mid-sized companies and creating growth for them. And then I had an opportunity to move into, coaching and leading a sales team. And of course, adding that experience with running a successful company, and then learning all of, the dynamics about coaching an entrepreneur, really was exciting. And I spent a good 5 years there, coaching about 300 plus women all over the world, helping them establish a sales team in Ireland and working with women over there. And it was amazing, but again, it wasn't mine. And so I decided, with all of that kind of unique set of skills, that there was this other, you know, community that I could serve, which would be just the individual female entrepreneur and who was looking to build her own business. And simultaneously, I would be doing the same. So
let's go back, because again, a lot of our listeners are in the leadership space. They're in the recruiting space. And I want to go back from that moment of thought in the world of law to knowing in your heart of heart, you're an entrepreneur, knowing that you wanted to do something for yourself. You wanted to empower other people. And I wrote down, you empowered over 300 women across the world, actually globally. What was that transition like? If you were to speak to someone that is listening right now to say, I went from a job, my teaching from college, to then being an entrepreneur of leading people, what was that transition like?
If I had to describe it in one word, I would say bumpy. You know, I think that too often, you know, people who are looking to make a transition expect the road to that they're getting ready to travel just because they've made the decision to make the move, that the road ahead will look like all, you know, sunshine and rainbows, mm-hmm. you know, or that it will be an upward climb, right? Despite, you know, they believe that the hardest decision they're going to make is to make the transition. And while that is a really difficult one, you know, the road ahead looks like taking two steps forward and then one back, right? Four steps forward and then one back. And so you're always moving in the direction of growth and towards that new ideal, but you know, it does come with challenges. And so I'm always telling people who are making career transitions to expect the unexpected, to expect mm-hmm. that those, you know, that the road ahead will be followed with pain, and not, you know, physical pain, but emotional pain. And that pain is a good indicator, that it's a good indicator that you're creating growth. And, you know, we kind of were never taught that growing up, that some pain is good, right? And that the pain toward that you'll experience along that transition, that is oftentimes tears, that is oftentimes, you know, just you need to stop at 2 p.m. because you're just emotionally done for the day, and that's okay. And so I say to people, have grace along that bumpy journey, and you know, have grace for yourself. And when you no longer have the inspired action for the day, hang it up for the day. I know that you probably have a lot of high achievers who are listeners as well, and that's a really hard thing to do, but we don't gain more by burning ourselves out. So the best thing we can do at that point is stop, and then tomorrow will be a new day.
Mm-hmm. That's really, really good. You know, I love that you said hang it up for the day. I would say that you and I have hung it up a few times on the front porch, hanging it up for the day, haven't we? Where we just had to shut it down.
Yes, yes. There were many times where either I was serving as that resource for you, and you were serving as that resource for me, for sure.
Yeah, we were. It was incredible. So I love that you said it's going to be a bumpy road. You know, that's so super authentic and so super real. And a lot of our listeners can relate to that. So thank you for sharing that. Now, let's go to it being your own, as you said. So now we transition mm-hmm. from helping 300 salespeople all across the globe to having this vision of I'm going to lead with my head and my heart, and I'm going to create something that can empower more people, and it's going to be mine. What did that vision, mm-hmm. where was it created? Walk us through that.
You know, much like Stephen Covey always said, you know, you begin with the end in mind. And so I'm always looking at what are the two sets of goals that I want to have, both income goals and lifestyle goals. Mm-hmm. And both of those need to be built into whatever entrepreneurial journey you're creating. So when you start with the end in mind, knowing what both your lifestyle goals and your income goals are, you would be shocked at how many people are starting businesses without knowing what those two things are. Mm-hmm. And as I tell people all the time, like, you have to know what they are, because there is a giant difference in the actions that you're going to take if one of those, you know, it's like getting in your car and starting to drive, like, are you going to California or are you going to Canada? The directions you are going to take to get to those destinations are going to be dramatically different. And so you've got to know where you're headed to know which direction is going to be right for you. And the best thing that you can do is set out what those long-term both income and lifestyle goals are. And what I mean by obviously income is, what is the, if you wave a magic wand, best case scenario that you would want to create? Are you trying to create a $1 million business or a $30 million business? Mm-hmm. Are you trying to have a lifestyle that provides you with tremendous flexibility and a lot of employees? Or are you trying to create something that is, you know, an individual brand with no employees? They're wildly different actions are going to take you to those ultimate destinations. So, you know, beginning with those two things, laying those out in, you know, concrete detail, and then working your way backwards all the way to asking yourself, okay, what are the daily, weekly, and monthly actions that are going to lead me to those two bigger goals is so critical.
Gotcha. And that's what you did then, when as you went out there to create Hitting Rock Middle before you created Brim, right?
Absolutely. You know, I thought about, okay, my end destination really is going to be serving a big community of female entrepreneurs, about the same amount that I was kind of serving before with a previous company. 250 to 300 was sort of my ideal. And then if that were the size of my community, then I would kind of bring the goals back and say, okay, what are the things that are going to create, as you talk about so much, that sphere of influence for me to be able to reach a larger audience to get them into that container? And one of the things that I realized I would need were tools that would reach a broader audience. And one of those tools was writing a book. I wrote a book that came out in January 2020 called Hitting Rock Middle. And it is the roadmap from empty success to true fulfillment. So it really kind of put my message out there and my influence out there in a bigger way that helped me ultimately recruit, right? Because all of those roads, end up leading to that destination. Mm-hmm. And so, I couldn't recruit without having something that was giving me additional influence. And another tool that I created was a podcast. And so I have the Hitting Rock Middle podcast as well. And so, you know, I realized, again, I had been leading for a long time, but I didn't have a lot of spheres of influence to be able to spread my message of leadership and my unique message. And so I needed to create those. And so those were the middle steps that I took. And then it did lead to the ability to recruit in a much easier, more authentic way.
Mm. I want to go back to that real quick. Empty success to true fulfillment. That's strong. I hadn't heard you say that before. That's really, really neat. Because if you take that, the words themselves, empty success, right? We all have success one way or another. Is it fulfilling though for us, right? I've got this big whiteboard here in my office and I put things on there all the time, and we've both had massive success. Has it been truly fulfilling? Oh, that is so powerful. I think Sally gave me goosebumps right there. That was good.
Oh, thank you. Super strong.
Okay, now take us down the next journey here. So we've got the podcast, we've got the book, you have value, you are a massive influencer. You've got a lot of people following you. Now you're in the coaching space, right? You're in the coaching space, you're in the speaking space, you travel and you present. What's the vision there? We've heard empowering women, right? We've heard empowering people to go from empty success to true fulfillment. What's the vision? What are you looking to create?
I mean, ultimately, I came across a statistic that I think several years ago just kind of jarred me. And that was that only 2% of female entrepreneurs generate revenue exceeding $1 million. And that's gross revenue.
Wow.
So letting that sink in for a minute, I just thought to myself that is appalling, right? And then you combine that with the statistics that female entrepreneurs typically earn 56 cents on every male dollar versus in the corporate world, it's 76 cents on every male dollar. And so who controls the pricing structure and the earning capability of female entrepreneurs? We do. Mm-hmm. And so clearly it was, you know, there just in black and white that there was an issue, right? And so, you know, the ultimate vision is to create and help way more female entrepreneurs exceed that number, that they were making together a dramatic impact on that percentage, and that the only way for that percentage to increase, as you know, collectively, is for us to get out of our own way. And mm-hmm. I find the best way to be able to do that is through coaching, changing our mindset. And so, you know, ultimately it is taking the brim to, you know, the next level and continuously being able to serve more and more women, just like you said, continuing to increase the sphere of influence and recruit more women into this, you know, concept that, you know, the price is not the problem, and that increasing our prices will inevitably increase our revenue. And that I find that a lot of women really struggle with understanding that they have both intangible assets and tangible assets, and they tend to downplay their intangible assets, right? Their knowledge, their access, their, even things like customer lists, things like that, that they don't believe have value, mm-hmm. whereas men don't. And so, you know, I'm just really digging into all of those ideas and helping to, you know, helping them restructure their businesses so we can have a lot more women having gross revenue well exceeding $1 million.
Sally, that's a great, great vision. That we have a vision here at I Love Recruiting to impact and recruit 100 million people before I'm 60 years old. And so I've got 17 more years, Sally. I'm not there yet. However, this right here, I can tell you right now, will be a massively listen to podcast because of what you just said right there. You are going to impact so many people with that vision. That's incredible. When someone steps into your coaching space and you help them with their intangibles and then their tangibles, tell some of our listeners right now, what could they expect from that coaching? Walk them through some of your coaching methods to help them understand how to do those things. And then, and of course, we're going to drive traffic to you. So this is going to be good. Coach us up.
Well, great. So a couple of different answers to that question. One is that the structure of the BRIM is really divided into three different tracks based on the size of your business and exactly the state that your business is in. So the first is the founders. Those are the people who are making a transition and who are founding something, or at the beginning stages. You know, the mindset, the coaching that you need to receive on, you know, the structure of your business and creating all of those, you know, different steps, mm-hmm. you know, obviously, that's going to be really different than someone that has a business that has, you know, existed for the last 13 years and is earning $10 million in revenue. So, I wanted to make sure that I divided people up. So the founders is the first set. The second group are called the builders, and those are people who are building out their revenue stream. So I would also say that there are people who are building out their sphere of influence, as you have said so well. They're looking at different ways to generate revenue. I'm a big proponent, obviously, of having multiple streams of revenue and not just relying on one. If anything, the coronavirus has taught so many entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. you cannot rely on one stream. And that's where a lot of this concept of diving into tangible versus intangible is, that so many of them were sitting around waiting for their tangible assets, their goods, you know, to turn into revenue. And now that they are missing that physical, you know, interaction, they didn't have another way to turn, mm-hmm. you know, those tangible assets into revenue. And so then the third are the accelerators, those that have $1 million plus in revenue, and are looking to, you know, again, double and triple and create real growth for those. So we're accelerating that growth. So those are the three tracks. I do weekly coaching via Zoom with each of them individually for an hour every Tuesday. We're going through different concepts. The unique thing to me about it is that you get influence over the information that I am providing. So instead of it being a program that I am dropping you into where you don't get any feedback, where you don't get to ask questions, you get to provide that. You get access to my phone and my email to be able to reach out to me to ask questions about the implementation of anything that I'm teaching and sharing. It's why I wanted to keep the community small. And then you also have accountability partners that I'm probably now switching over because that it's just not a favorable term to something like you get a cheerleader, which is someone to, you know, be more closely connected to within the community. And then we also have Facebook groups that we, you know, have you in so that you're sharing questions and things like that. And most importantly, that's where a lot of other entrepreneurs who are in your same state of business are sharing other assets, right? The vetted people that they are utilizing for things like, you know, web development, the vetted people that they are using for payroll services, all kinds of things like that, that save you a tremendous amount of time and money. And then, you know, they're doing business with one another already. It is awesome to see that.
That's so
And I love them supporting one another. And there were just natural business connections that needed to come up, but they didn't know each other because one lives in Texas and one lives in South Carolina. So, so that is
three groups. We've got the founders, the builders, and then the accelerators. And I love the terminology. Instead of accountability, we're going to call it cheerleaders, right? We're going to call it the partners, whatever it may be. Now, you also mentioned a little bit earlier, and then you were bringing it to circle there again, was this group, this Facebook group, right? I have found in my coaching world, for example, today at 11 o'clock, we have a group coaching session where all the people that I coach one-on-one, they come in, we call it the tribe, and they come into a group tribe circle. Right. And what we do on that is we have massive accountability because there's two things that we know that people love. They love to look good and they love to be right. And peer accountability, in my opinion, is one of the highest forms of accountability. So they get in there. And I'm sure you've created the exact same thing that when they get into their tribal circle, if you will, on Zoom now, they get options. They get options to share where they fell flat on their face for the week. Right. And so they get to be vulnerable. And then we have a saying that I borrowed from another group that I'm a belong to. You don't have to apologize for being a badass. So share where you massively succeeded this week. And then we go into a teaching. So that is incredible what you guys do with your Facebook group. That's awesome.
Yeah. And they get the opportunity to do that at the end of the month. I do one Zoom call where we collectively bring everyone on and we do the same thing. Mm-hmm. We talk about successes and failures because, you know, I'm talking so much about like both of them need to be applauded, right? Because the failures need to be applauded because you took a risk and you did something and you tried something new. And a lot of other people aren't doing that. Right? They're just sitting in their comfort zone and not going anywhere. And at least the failure is the indication that you're moving closer to the success. Mm-hmm. And so I want them, the more often now, just like you're saying, the more often they talk about those, the more likely they are to take the action again. Sure. And so we bring that together at the very last day of every month and do the exact same thing. So that's so fascinating. I love that.
We've always been cut from the same cloth, Sally.
We've always been cut from the same cloth.
Well, let's wrap this up. Where can people find you? How can they go find your book and your podcast? And if they want to get involved in your coaching, what do they need to do?
Go to sallyholder.com. That's SalliHolder, sallyholder.com. And then I always tell people, follow me on Instagram. It's just at Sally Holder. And I probably am on Instagram the most. That's the social media method I've kind of dedicated myself to. But certainly my website has all of the information about the Brim. You can even jump on there and sign up. And then very lastly, if you want some free information, don't forget to follow my and subscribe to my podcast, Hitting Rock Middle. I've got more than, I think, 40 episodes on there, and then both interviews and solo episodes. And then it's just a great way to be able to continue to learn.
Love it, love it, love it. I love you. I love the value that you just brought here, Sally. Thank you so much. And I want to tell all of our listeners, I want to help Sally out here for a second. If you go to either to my Instagram personally, Adam R. Roach, or if you go to the I Love Recruiting Instagram, so it's i.love.recruiting, and you DM me and you just say Sally Holder hitting rock metal, I'm going to buy the first 5 people that do that your book. And have them. Yes.
Thank you, Adam. That's fantastic.
So everybody, go follow Sally. Go to her Instagram. Go find out all about her book and her podcast and her coaching services. I can personally guarantee you will grow by being involved with this woman right here. Sally Holder, thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you, Adam. Glad to be here.
So again, my name is Adam Roach, and I am your host, and you just heard from Sally Holder on the I Love Recruiting Podcast. Everybody, have a great day. See you, bye.